prefecture, state, the state of Yucatan. There is the root of Puk, Puk meaning hill, in the Yucatec Mayan language. And it's a very well signposted area and well advertised area called the Ruta Puk, with three temples that Pedro is now going to speak about.
So the Ruta Puk, somebody did a great job, because basically there are three small sites that are just like any other three small sites that we've seen everywhere. But somebody decided, oh, let's call them the Ruta Puk. And so you're like, wow, the Ruta Puk. And it's just sort of like a catchy name, and then you're like, I want to go see the Ruta Puk, but it's really just three sites that happen to be near each other. I mean, all these things, I don't know, it's some very convincing advertising.
They share common architecture, but yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
I think, well, maybe it just has to do with three sites so close to each other. But anyways, so, I mean, it's not like any great migration, it's not... There was no Ruta Puk. They just decided to call it the Ruta Puk.
Correct.
So, there's three sites and the Cocoa Museum, as well as, and I guess also it just comes with, like, sort of trip planning things near Cancun and Merida. So, there's three sites and a Cocoa Museum, which we didn't go to the Cocoa Museum because it seemed really not, like, worth going to. And, in addition to that, there's also a series of caves that we didn't go to because, even though they're still popular to go to, so many tourists have touched the prehistoric paintings that there's nothing to see in the caves.
Yeah, even though 20 years ago, according to the Lonely Planet, they were very visible. And now, because people decided to touch them, they're gone.
Which is pretty sad. But anyways, so the Ruta Puk, the first one to the west, is called Sail, the second one is called Shlapak, and the third one is called Labna. Of the three, I recommend most highly Labna. I thought that Labna was a really interesting site. Neither of us really appreciated Shlapak.
There wasn't very much to appreciate.
I mean, sometimes you see these sites and you see that they're just sort of really still actively in the process of restoring them. And for that, for you, that means there's nothing to see yet, so...
Yeah, it just kind of...
It's a big pile of rocks. There's another big pile of rocks. Wow, there's a big pile of rocks over there.
Yeah, there were three piles of rocks. It was like in a square. There were three piles of rocks and a guard that was...
Oh, jerk. Anyways, so Sayil was... I don't remember that much about Sayil.
It was the first one.
But it was on our right side.
Yeah.
There are some stuff to see, some nice carvings, but I think that Labna, of the three, is really the best site. And
has the big palace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the Arc, or...
No, Sayil had the big palace.
No.
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 Okay, fine.
Labna. I think Labna. I might be wrong. I need to go look at pictures. I believe that Sayil had the big palace. I've now had the big palace with the iguanas, where we played with the iguana.
Okay.
Labna? No, Sayil was the first one we went to with the phallic statue. It was the one in the forest. There was the one where we were walking around and we seen the cenotes, well, the cenotes, the cisterns, and we were trying to walk through the forest and get lost in the trees. It was like, ah, there is a southern complex over there, and there wasn't a southern complex over there. And there was the palace.
That was Sayil.
Yes, that was Sayil.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, it had a palace. It had a palace, and it had a phallic statue. And it had the building.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But Labna had the arco.
Yeah.
Because there was the roof.
Yeah, Labna had the arco, but they both had palaces.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sayil's palace was very impressive, and the phallic statue was kind of interesting. But I mean, Sayil is also a site where they've got one part of the site that is really fully restored and very impressive, and then the rest of it is got some ways to go.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think that if anything, they are going to do it because there's so much tourism that there's pressure and there's money to do it.
Right, because it's so close to Uxmal.
Well, because it's so close to Cancun and Merida, where so many people are flying in.
Right, and so because so many people go to Uxmal, it's like, oh wow, 20k away, there's another cool ruin. Wow, let's go to the Ruta Puk.
The Ruta Puk.
Yeah. Oh, and Schlapak, I believe, is free to go into.
Yeah,
everybody. It's terrible. But still free.
Still free.